Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Minnesota Vikings radio announcer Paul Allen. And yes, his name is Paul Allen. Now, Paul has one of the most difficult yet rewarding jobs in radio, which is calling a game. And listen, it doesn't matter the sport. Your obligation is also your challenge, which, frankly, is to verbally paint a picture of the action. All right? And that is a tougher gig than you would think. I think baseball announcers have the toughest job because there's so little action. They can still paint pictures in between. Football, you know what you're getting into, but they got to fill the 35 seconds in between plays. They're explaining this to you because the idea is, if you're listening on the radio, you're probably not watching it. So having worked in the field, I never called a game, not that, but working at a sports station, I don't have a lot of positive things to say about sports guys because they're just a bunch of dudes that run their mouth, much like us. But the guys that call games, like, they put in work. And you'd actually be surprised how much work they do. And this past Sunday, Paul, he got to call the kind of game that any broadcaster would want to call, basically, which is a close game between his Vikings and the Arizona Cardinals. And if you don't know, the Vikes are down 33-34, but in the final seconds, they actually got themselves in position to kick the game-winning field goal. So I want you to imagine you're a Vikings fan, man. You've been listening to this game getting called. It is coming down to the final seconds. Your team is driven down the field. They have put themselves in the position to actually pull off the upset. And here's the call.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you missed it right. What a gut punch to a team that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Ugh, missed it by like a foot. And just, oh my God.
Yeah, it's a bad look, man. Because again, when you're doing radio, you know, no one's watching the games. I'm picture sitting in my car. I'm a Vikings fan, dude. I am screaming. I'm
hot.
Wait, what? What now? What's that? Come again?
That's brutal.
Oh, and again, this is the end of the game. I did not watch the whole thing. I saw the fourth quarter. It was a very good game, you know, which is amazing because the Vikings suck. But, I mean, they drove down the field. Here's the field goal attempt. And this guy is screaming, it's good. And even worse, it's not like you're doing the national call, in which case they have to reserve themselves a little bit. Like, if you're Al Michaels, you can't show favoritism. But if you're the broadcaster for a specific team, you can be as big a homer as you want. And this guy's screaming, yeah, he was wrong. Anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Peyton. Welcome to the men's room.
Damn.
Hola. All right, Peyton, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Ted, where are we going?
Drugs.
All right, here is your story. We go to the fine state of Tennessee, where deputies said they found drugs concealed inside of a Baby Yoda Star Wars toy. Oh, Baby Yoda, what has happened to you? Rutherford County Sheriff's Office said the drugs discovered inside the toy were intended to be sold in their county. Captain Britt Reed said that the suspect here, one Zave Gary, was out on bond from drug charges in a different county just 2 weeks earlier when they found him with the drug-filled toy. Now, in Coffee County, investigators found the same drugs, and they linked this guy to a shipment of them. So he was charged with felony possession of a Schedule 2 and 6 drugs, misdemeanor unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. He's being held on an increased bail of $150,000. Why? Because in two separate counties in two separate weeks, this guy keeps getting busted with the same drug and clearly with the intent to sell. But the question is, what did Gary stuff his Baby Yoda, technically Grogu, what did he stuff the Baby Yoda with? Was it methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, or fentanyl? So meth, coke, heroin, or fentanyl. One of these was stuffed inside of Baby Yoda.
What state? Did it say what state?
Tennessee.
I don't know. Let's go fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
I'm with you, man. I think it is fentanyl.
I don't think you go out and request this drug specifically. I think it shows up in your drugs. But I'm not sure that you go out and just buy that.
I don't know, but I only hear about it when it shows up in a drug you didn't think it'd be in.
Stuff's in a Yoda, huh?
Baby Yoda.
If I was Baby Yoda, what would I want inside of it? I'm going to go methamphetamine.
A Mandalorian.
A dork.
Yeah. Ted?
Yes, fentanyl.
Fentanyl? Okay, you're going to agree with Peyton?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's mixed in, but it's obviously, I think it's something opiate. So it's either going to be heroin or the fentanyl.
Okay. And you're going to stick with fentanyl. Final answer there, Peyton.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to find out what it is. Meth, coke, heroin, or fentanyl next.
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is drugs on profile. This Tennessee authorities, they found drugs inside a Baby Yoda toy. Man had been busted a few times, I guess, smuggling things in various guys. Either way, the question, what was inside of little Baby Yoda? Meth, cocaine, heroin, or fentanyl?
And Peyton, that is the very question that we posed to you, but we start with Miles Montgomery. You went with meth and amphetamine.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's not methamphetamine. Grogu is not in the meth.
I'm not watching season two of Mandalorian now.
Oh, dude, he's strung out. It's just not meth.
Strung out.
Yeah, he's on something.
But Peyton, you agree with D-Ted Smith. You guys both went fentanyl. Whether you're going to buy the pills for personal use or get crushed up and poison your other good drugs, and you are correct.
Nice
work. Baby Yoda slinging the fentanyl.
Yeah.
Well, and two, like, again, with speed, you just got to, you know, it's hard to quit, but you got to quit it.
Right.
But like with opiates, like people need those drugs. So he just got in trouble. It's like, it's got to be
just got in trouble. Sure. See? Using your brain.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today will be Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Seth Meyers.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Well, it's right there in the title. All these guys have teams of talented writers and help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
This could be a tough one because it's kind of themed. Pfizer announced a low dose of its vaccine is safe and effective for kids ages 5 to 11. It's great news until you hear a 6-year-old say, I want to do my own research first.
Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Pfizer announced that a low dose of its vaccine is safe and effective for kids ages 5 to 11. It's great news until you hear a 6-year-old say, I want to do my own research first.
Pfizer said their vaccine is now safe for kids ages 5 to 11. According to a Pfizer board member, a vaccine for those children could be available by the end of October. So I know what I'll be giving out on Halloween.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Pfizer announced that they say their vaccine is safe for kids aged 5 to 11. According to a Pfizer board member, a vaccine for those children could be available by the end of October. Well, I know what I'll be handing out for Halloween.
Big news for people with kids. According to Pfizer, the vaccine is effective for kids 5 to 11. The vaccine started with Operation Warp Speed, and now we're on to Operation Chicken Nuggets.
Pay attention.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Ah!
I almost went Dino Nuggets.
That was a great one.
The vaccine is highly effective for kids 5 to 11. Meanwhile, 4-year-olds are like, oh, don't mind us. We'll just keep Clorox wiping our Legos.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Fallon.
That's right. The vaccine is highly effective for kids 5 to 11. Meanwhile, 4-year-olds are like, yeah, don't mind us. We'll just keep Clorox wiping our Legos, okay?
Which I, of course, spelled whipping our Legos.
Mm. Whipping.
Clorox whipping our Legos.
Yeah, ooh, that's dirty.
In California, some McDonald's locations are now offering free vaccines. But it's not every location. So double check before you let a clown stab you with a needle.
Myers.
Yes, it's Myers.
That's Fallon.
Meanwhile, out in California, I saw that some McDonald's locations are now offering free vaccines. It's not every location, so double check before you let a clown stab you with a needle. I'm just saying.
I'm sure some people heard the news. If you're a Breaking Bad fan, I was going to say Breaking Brad.
But break them down.
Bob Odenkirk, he's back on the set of Better Call Saul. Remember, he had a heart attack,
yeah, right, yeah.
I want to say about a month ago, which I think we talked about this. That's the new thing. You have a heart, like...
Heart something.
Something.
Yeah, they won't say heart attack.
They said incident, but then they're like, oh, it's a heart attack. Like, all right, yeah, it's people that have heart conditions. I don't know.
It's like a heart-related incident or a heart-related event, something like that.
Yeah. But he's filming the sixth and final season of Better Call Saul, so it's expected to premiere early next year. Actually, I just started watching this one. I kind of continued on with Breaking Bad. Pretty good show.
Okay.
Right, you guys, Miles Sterling, you still haven't watched Breaking Bad.
Nope, have not watched it yet. No.
All right. Yeah, you should do it. And then this is just one of the characters. It's kind of a, it kind of just picks up, kind of gives you his, I sound like Mike now, one of his origin stories.
All right.
But it's pretty good, and you see some of the same characters and stuff. So I guess it kind of, like, I'm only, like, halfway through the first season. So it just kind of shows you how he's getting to where he is in that space.
Right.
All right, so with COVID and everything going on, last year there was a game, which was kind of interesting, where the Broncos had no quarterbacks, right? It seemed odd, because like people forget already, but a year ago this time, remember, I mean, they were playing Monday night, they were playing Sunday games on like Tuesday nights.
Right.
I mean, I remember there was a week, actually I remember we had time off, and I watched football like 5 days in a row. But they kept moving games around because of COVID, and people would get... There'd be a COVID scare or whatever, or somebody would test positive. But the Broncos, they had a game where they had no eligible quarterbacks against the Saints.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and you kind of remember, it just seemed odd. Like, why don't they just extend this a couple days or something? Let them get a quarterback in there. But basically, it turned out, and by the way, they had a wide receiver named Kendall Hinton take the snaps. He played a little bit in college. I remember this game. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody look so scared to throw a football in my life. And also, in his defense, he hadn't played quarterback in years. Now he's on a professional field. The Saints have a decent defense. They're charging after you. But basically, the NFL was just pissed at him. That's why they didn't change the game. The Broncos' three quarterbacks, Drew Locke, Brett Rippon, Blake Bortles, and Jeff Driscoll, got together to watch some film. But they took off their contract tracing devices.
Oh, right.
Put them in the four corners of the room and sat together. Now,
so one quarterback is left on the roster from that team last year. And the team that beat them, they have their starting quarterback now. And Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah.
So the Saints beat them with Bridgewater. Now, Denver has Bridgewater. But all the quarterbacks that Denver had except for one are still on the roster, I believe.
Teddy Bridgewater wasn't at the Saints last year.
Wasn't he?
No, he was in Carolina.
Oh, was he in Carolina? Oh, okay. That's right. He did get traded.
Never mind.
Well, and that's,
sorry.
How can you have, like, look, you're wearing a device that lets people know if you've been near somebody that had COVID or,
Just ignore it.
He needs some toilet paper?
No, it's like I'm not even here.
All but right. How could you think that, well, hey, we'll just put him in the four corners of the room, we'll sit together, and there wasn't going to be a video camera in there? You're at an NFL facility.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's easy. You just have to be really stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. Even if I worked at an NFL facility, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I like to smoke cigarettes. Now, I don't know why I said it like, but I like smoking those cigs.
Like Lane Dawson.
I mean, I would imagine there's like one spot on the property you could sneak off to smoke your cig before something like...
You know, they know that's where you're at.
Right, and they know. They're just like, oh, it's Ted from maintenance. You know what he's doing, man. He's there. Yeah. You know, for building facilities, out by the dumpster. Don't sweat them.
I bet those facilities are crazy, though. As far as the rules and all those things, you know.
NFL does not play. I mean, that is what I've learned, man.
Yeah. Well, and we you know, like, you've been in, you know, you guys been on fields or in a Ravens locker room. I've been lucky enough to go to the VMAC once, like, actually twice. Shout out to Greg, too. But, yeah, like, when Luke Wilson took me over there to watch a walkthrough, like, you're just kind of standing there, and afterwards, he's like, come on. And it's like, I've gotten used to walking in front of some lines and stuff at concerts or one of our shows where you're walking on stage. You get kind of, like, I guess, you get a little used to it. You're just like, oh, I got my pass.
Sure.
But you got no pass. And he's just like, come on, man. But you're right. I was scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
Scared to go everywhere. And it's so professional and like everything. You're just like, Jesus, man.
Even at the Ravens, before all this crap, when we lived there, to get into the parking lot, to park your car, to go do your stuff in the facilities building. I mean, it was just a nightmare to just even get through security to park.
Yeah, and then you better make sure you got all your stickers.
And then, I mean, you need to show 9 million things just to make sure that, you know, like, you are legit. Like, I just saw you yesterday.
And they're like, don't care.
I know, doesn't matter, same thing. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Of course, a player blows up behind you and they just drive right through waving.
You can tell by their vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
The players, you can you definitely tell
Nissan
from media.
Sentra is not.
Well, because the Seahawks and Sounders have a player's lot, too. So I had a pass one day and gave it to somebody, but then they gave it along to somebody else. And this person was in a person of authority over me. But I had to have an awkward conversation. I was like, you can't do that.
Right.
And they're like, no. What do you mean? I was like, you better vouch for them. Because if anybody walks up to a player before that game and says hello or anything, like, it's going to be my ass. Like, that's their spot.
It is.
Like,
it absolutely is.
You can't be talking to those people. But anyhow, these idiots are the Broncos. That's why they didn't cut them any slack. Because they sat together in the room, lied about it. Somebody checked the film and was like, nope, there's all four of you sitting together.
What you need to know is the outcome of the game would have remained the same.
That's true.
I mean, all that being said, yes. Broncos were not good last year.
No. Yeah, and it's the NFL. It goes back.
Playing well this year.
So they are.
I mean, better than they were.
Yeah. It's also, and Mike, I've said this to like 1,000 times the last 2 weeks. It's the first 3 weeks of the NFL season. Right, so you're going to have your Tampa Bays.
You know,
right?
They're good.
Right, KC. Baltimore's 1-1, but after that game the other night.
They're good.
Right, and I mean, even for Seahawks fans, like, all right.
Your team's good.
Right, you lost to Tennessee, that thing.
That's a good team.
Right, so the first 3 weeks could always be a crapshoot. I mean, hell, last year, I think the Dolphins or somebody opened up pretty good.
Dolphins opened great. The Steelers opened, 10-0 or some crap? You knew it was phony.
Steelers couldn't lose.
You knew it was phony, right? And they went that. Look, I think by week 5 is where you get the true sense of your team, you know, as they try. And one of the weird things, so last year there was no preseason, right? And that was a big thing. The great irony is that this year we did have a preseason, but the one thing I keep hearing from all the announcers anyway is that probably 30 of the 32 teams, the starters played maybe 2 series of the whole thing. It almost doesn't matter.
I don't know that I've ever seen a preseason where starters didn't play at all.
At all. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got like 1 series, maybe 2, and you were gone.
Well, last year changed the scope of everything.
Didn't the Bucs also go like 4-3 in the first 7 weeks or something like
that? Yeah, they looked very...
average.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, whatever.
The first couple weeks, everybody was questioning whether or not Brady actually was as good as he was on the Patriots, and then, mm-hmm. you know, it must have all been Belichick and all that, not by the end of the season.
And all those Raiders fans bitching about the draft, well, you're 2-0.
2-0.
2-0.
That's true. Let's see. Real quick, you out having a drink tonight? Have one for Brendan Looney. And then late night tonight, check out Seth Meyers is live on Bill Burr.
Okay, right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man locked up in South Carolina jail misses out on a luxurious hair modeling career. Meanwhile, a lawmaker in Michigan tells another he hopes her car explodes and she's in it. Because it's been that kind of year. Meanwhile, a man is busted by tracking device after robbing a kindergarten of laptop pasta and fish sticks. And Mother Russia political candidate changed their name to actual official's name for giggles and kicks. And police find a prosthetic leg thief with a man's leg strapped to his head. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. Let's go to Russia, where they're taking election tampering to a whole new level. There's a candidate for the opposition party that's running for a municipal position and has to worry about his opponents more than he thought. In an effort to confuse voters, two other candidates have thrown their hat into the ring after having changed their names to match that opponent and even altered their looks to appear near identical to the legitimate candidate.
Have you seen this?
Yes.
It is amazing.
It's nuts.
We should be the ones doing this to the other party.
Right.
That's kind of what they do to us. We should play the same game and just do it the other way around. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like,
this should be our gimmick now.
We're just going to send a couple decoys out
right,
there.
Exactly.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
In other news, da.
Right.
It's
da,
Russia.
Da, come on now. Da.
They're not going to understand what you're saying when you say yeah.
Oh, sorry. You're busted.
In other news, down in Oklahoma, a man did a poor job of hiding his stolen goods. He had robbed the victim of his backpack, asking the worth of each item that he was stealing before finishing his work by making off with the victim's prosthetic leg. Authorities were able to track down the suspect, who was found with said prosthetic leg attached to his head. He was apprehended and the belongings were returned to the victim.
I don't think he was doing okay that day.
No, how in the world is it attached to his head?
Didn't you see a mugshot?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he was not having a mentally stable day.
That's fair.
Yeah, he's different than we are. Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
I shouldn't laugh.
Imagine getting mugged, Christ. Though, and a guy's rifling through your backpack like, hey, man, how much is this worth? How about this?
I thought everything's cheap.
This, too?
It's all a knockoff. Yeah. All of it's cheap, all of it's fake.
You going to sell that on eBay? I mean,
exactly. Come on, man.
What do people carry in their backpacks? Like, I think my work backpack legitimately is just stuff for this job.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's the only thing in there.
I got a laptop in my bag, and even...
Ooh,
even
I'm mugging Mike.
There you go. Even when I was wearing a backpack, it was in there, too. So, and that's actually when my backpack got stolen. It had my other laptop in it. Yeah, jackass.
If people did not know what I did for a living, and they stole or found my backpack and rifled through it, they'd be disappointed that they got no goods, but more than that, they'd feel bad for me.
Right.
Like, this dude has nothing of value. There's nothing in this bag that's even worth protecting.
I think it depends on what day it is, because I'll take my one backpack with me everywhere.
Okay.
But on the weekends, it's like party supplies.
Much different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or say you go to somebody's house and they don't have a ton of weed, be like, it's all right, man, I brought
that's
it.
That's why that backpack never goes on the plane.
That is a fact.
Actually, just I remember that, on the kids? Plane, too.
You just got to comb through it before you leave.
Well, you're damn right I do.
Yes.
Like five times.
I mean, I would never be the guy, back in the times when there were still school functions, when people could still get together, it's not that I would be the guy that had weed on me. But if I was, I know that a lot of the other dads at the school like to hang out with me. But I said, I'm going to go smoke.
Yeah.
And suddenly 20 dudes roll out with me.
Yeah. Well, you guys do, but as well as Pet Solutions, Ted also runs a cleaning service. Clean sweep.
Okay. Yeah.
Comes right through and he gets it all. In Germany, another thief was apprehended after one of his stolen items sold him out. He had broken into a kindergarten of all places and made off with a laptop, picture books, I don't know why.
Picture books.
Cups and glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Fish sticks, pasta, and finally a smart speaker for playing children's stories. That's quite the haul. He managed to get away with the crime right up until he attempted to put new stories on that smart speaker. This alerted the company to his home location and police were notified.
Jesus.
Just, why a kindergarten? Again, you got fish sticks and pasta, dude.
Well, he probably likes fish sticks and pasta, but also kindergarten probably has the least security.
Yeah.
Because your assumption is they have the least interesting
things. Oh, but still,
things.
Now what are the kids going to eat tomorrow?
Right.
That's
fish sticks and pasta.
A bunch of doggone milk cartons and finger paint? Come on,
really?
Bro. Yeah.
I don't know, man. They're kindergartners. I think they'll be all right with just finger paint.
That's fair.
Milk cartons.
Japan found a way to make the aquarium more fun. They're hosting an annual event in which the patrons of the aquarium can explore and experience one of the more guarded topics of conversation about the animal kingdom, mating. They've even added a new exhibit for this special event called the, quote, peeping room. You can imagine what you may find in those windows.
You have jellyfish having sex.
That's exactly what it is.
So that's what, I mean, it's a night, and that's, I guess that's when they do their thing.
Right.
So they bring them in, and they turn on the mood light, and they go at it, and you check watch jellyfish.
What is a mood light for jellyfish?
I'm not sure. Hey, Mike, do you know the difference between jelly and jam?
Doggone it, Miles! Yes, I do! I screened the calls for Batch on Friday for years.
Okay.
I know the difference between
that's what a jellyfish does.
They call it a jam fish on that day.
Hey, look out.
That is so gross.
Well, during mating season, we called them jam fish. If you watch this video,
you can't jelly that in there.
While they may not have brains, jellyfish are very aggressive during sex.
Damn it. They've also got several anatomically correct appendages of the animals for your viewing pleasure.
Your pleasure. Yeah,
that's right.
I think that's the wrong word. Your curiosity, your interest.
That's why I wrote it.
Yeah.
Another mugshot is making the rounds online. This one features a man arrested on two counts of attempted murder, narcotics possession, and weapons possession, who now faces thousands of dollars in charges. But his undeniable feature drawing attention to his picture are his luxurious locks. Basically, picture Luke Wilson circa 2016.
Okay.
That's it for headlines of that. Mike Hawkins out.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate it. More Men's Room is up next exclusively on the Odyssey app. Join us for the Men's Room Happy Hour. Man versus Beast and the effing news.
Yes, indeed, man. It happens real quick. To put it in perspective, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.